ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Can you explain for me very carefully, what is a socialist?
Workers make the world run, and we reckon workers should run the world.
Well, another week, another episode, hey?
I know, it rolls around that bloody quickly.
Who have we got on the pod today?
Somebody called Purple Fingers. Purple Pingers.
Purple Pingers. I've got to be honest with you, Maureen. I've had a bit of a weekend. The girls from the Scottish Line Dancing Club and I, we went on our camping retreat. Yeah, so I haven't done my research. Who's this Purple Pingers?
I was hoping you had. I didn't get a chance to do it either. It was my granddaughter's birthday on the weekend. We took it. Luna Park. I haven't been there for years.
How old is she now?
She was 43 on Sunday.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes.
Well, shall we just start the cameras? Can someone print off his Wikipedia page for me? Anyway, I said to him, you know, it's legal tender, you know.
Fair bloody enough. I mean, cash is king.
That's
people
right.
are forgetting. They're so wrapped up in their cards and pos and all
absolutely
that sort of
ridiculous.
Thing anyway.
Hello, viewers, and welcome to the program. This is Another Cuppa with Granny Bingo. My name is Ms. Edith Vale, and this is my best friend in the entire world, Mrs. Maureen McGillicuddy. And today we're joined by a very special guest. Melbourne socialite.
Wow, okay.
Oh, very nice. Purple Pingers.
Purple Pingers.
Mr. Pingers, thank you so
do
much.
Do I call you Purple or Mr. Pingers?
Mr. Pingers is my
Mr.
father.
Pingers. Okay.
Right. Well, hello and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, being a socialite, I presume that you have, like myself, a lot of disposable income. What are your favourite ways to hoard wealth?
It's actually not my forte, I would say.
I've invested a lot of my own inherited wealth in mineral resources. You're familiar with mineral resources?
I'm familiar with
yes,
that.
Yes, I figured that it's never going to run out, you know, at least not in my lifetime. What are some of your favourite ways to make money off the back of future generations, Mr. Pingers?
You might have a typo on there somewhere. I'm actually a socialist.
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 Alas.
Not
a socialite.
No.
Socialist. So, sort of like, is it like racist, is it? You hate socialites.
Rich people.
You hate rich people
yeah.
in general.
Yeah, rather than Asians, like some people.
Sorry. Can you explain for me very carefully, what is a socialist?
I can. It's workers make the world run, and we reckon workers should run the world.
I've worked with a lot of people and I don't want them running the world.
No, absolutely not. But it's a cute idea, very cute idea.
But
what about all this property
you.
Stuff, you know?
You on that bandwagon too, are you?
No.
You can't have the property. You can't own anything. Is that you're on that one too?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I don't want to interrupt the episode or anything, but I'll just be careful what you say in front of Edith because she's. I've got a holiday house in Dramana, little fibro shack, that's
beautiful.
It. But Edith has a lot of property, so just be careful what you say, all right?
It's not my fault. Before you start getting on your high horse, Mr. Pingers, it is not my fault. When I was a little girl, you know, if I did all my chores during the week, if I, you know, swept the floors and mopped the walls and mowed the lawns and everything, I'd go up to my father on a Sunday morning and I'd say, Daddy, can I have my pocket money, please? And he'd give me a terrace house in Carlton. And, you know,
it was a different time.
It was a different time, you know, and I've held on to those.
Yeah, you worked hard for them.
I tried renting them out, but the renters are a bit of a pain. I've got to go collect the rent, that sort of thing. Mm. So I've decided
to just... You can get people to do that now.
Hold on to them. I know. But
you have to pay them.
You've got to pay the people to do it.
True.
And you can't trust these renters. They're the scum of the earth, people that don't own property. They don't know how to look after it because it's not their own.
Mm. I think of it like when I stay in a hotel. You do things differently in a hotel. I think everybody does this.
Yes.
I don't flush the toilet.
No. Well, why would you?
My toilet to flush.
No.
You know, I take the pillows with me because they were comfortable for me and I can take them. So I rent, you know, it doesn't make a lot of... But I do. Now that you're saying what you're saying about yourself, I think I understand who You are, because my grandson showed me a tick-tick. Are you on that?
I am.
You know the tick-ticks?
I know, yep. Edith. So you get on. You've got people can look up the rental properties,
yep.
And they can say, oh, I live there, and there's black mould all through the property. Mm. You should be careful, Libby. Is that
pretty much, yeah, yeah, more or less.
Ah,
yeah.
I know who you are now. When did you become a snitch?
A few years ago, actually, yeah, right. 2021.
2021, so you yeah. remember. So you did it on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not snitching if you're dobbing on a class trader.
Class yeah. trader.
So it's a little bit different.
I'm learning so much. I'm not. Well, I'm hearing
I don't words. Agree with any of it, but I'm yes. learning about it.
They're words I've never heard before.
Yes. I often see those scruffy little people yes. in Brunswick and Fitzroy and that sort of thing when I'm driving in my lovely big car to go and check on my boarded up properties. And I see you sorts of people scurrying around and I think, I wonder what those people are there for. And now I know.
Yeah.
It's to live off my tax dollars. Not that I pay any, of course.
Exactly.
Like you ran for the Senate, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yes, the 1.5% of the vote you got.
Unsuccessfully.
Right, so we won't be too worried. Shaking in our boots at the top of the class scale.
Mm.
So what your platform was sort of everyone is gay now and, you know, everyone has to dye their hair blue and everyone has to live in one of these share houses in Brunswick, that sort of...
Yeah, that's the spark, no?
That's the spark, yeah. yeah.
Mm.
Almost exactly, exactly that, yeah.
We're going to have to get this couch vacuumed, I think.
I think so, it's probably for
Mr.
the best.
Fingers has been there.
These are nice.
Thank you.
What drawings on your arm?
This.
Yeah.
Did you get those in prison or something?
Not yet.
Have you been to prison?
Unfortunately,
a lot of activists end up in prison, and they're happy about it. You know, and generally, I'm happy about it too.
I can imagine.
What would you go to prison for?
Probably, so much to choose from. Probably trespass.
Okay, we can make that work.
Excellent.
I'll dob you in.
Although prison. Living rent-free at the taxpayer's expense, that's right
true.
Up your alley, isn't it?
That is. That'd be lovely. Probably.
Socialism at its best, actually, prisons, if you think about it, really. I've got another question, not so much related to your values, but what is a pinger?
I thought you might be familiar.
And is a purple one better than... are there different colours of pingers?
There are different colours.
Oh. Caroline, do you know what our friend Caroline Springs had a purple pinger and we had to have it removed, unfortunately.
They tied a string around it and left
waited
it.
For it to drop off, sort like, of like a sheep's tail.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm imagining that's a different one to what you, the
I think
kind
it's
of pinger.
Slightly different.
Yeah. A
little bit.
What are you named after?
Yeah, are you in jest them? They're...
It's like cornflakes or something.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Except they make you feel a bit better.
Oh, like drugs?
Yes.
Oh, now there's one thing we can agree on. We are medicated up to the eyeballs,
beautiful.
Mr. Pingers. I can tell you that right now. I had a Thursday this morning. I know it's not Thursday, but I thought I'd treat myself because I knew you were coming in.
Excellent.
I'm bouncing off the walls right now.
On the inside.
Now, before we let you go, Mr. Pingers, we do a segment on the show called Agony Grange. And it's very similar to Agony Aunt. You might have heard of that, where people can write in. And we give our advice to them. And sometimes if we have a guest on the program, they give their advice as well. So Caroline's been going through the mail for us. Thank you, Caroline. And she's found a little letter for us here. Did you want to read it out, Maureen?
Yes, yes. Dear Agony Grange... I've been living in a rental property for 7 years now. It's a lovely house, but my problem is that every year my landlord has raised the rent. As is there, right? It's becoming more and more expensive and is now at the point where I'm struggling to make ends meet. I'm skipping meals and going without heating to save money, but rent is taking up most of my income. What can I do? Rob from Adelaide. Please don't read my name out on air. What do you think for poor Rob in Adelaide? Going without... Well, he's in Adelaide. It's bloody hot over there. We went over to Adelaide once. It was 41 degrees.
That's too much.
And 10 years before I was there, it would never get that hot.
Mm. You know, something, I wonder what that's about.
Yeah, I don't know. Ask any questions.
Probably too many renters leaving the heating on.
Yep.
And they're,
probably.
Yes.
Yep.
What advice would you give to someone who's struggling to pay their rent and not able to feed themselves? And
I would... tell Rob to consider expropriation.
Expropriation?
Yeah.
Really? Is that when you stand on the street selling your body?
What's expropriation, sorry?
Taking something.
Oh.
Expropriating it.
So stealing?
Some would call
some would
it that,
call it stealing. What kind of things could Rob steal, do you think, in your socialist utopia?
Empty houses.
Empty houses, mm. Right. But what if people are purposely hoarding those houses for themselves?
That's precisely the those
that's
ones.
The point.
Yeah.
Right. All right, well, I won't be inviting you over for Christmas. Rob, my advice would be pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Mate, you know, you're a grown man, you're old enough to, you know, you can afford a stamp to post this letter into a podcast. Presumably you listen to your podcast on your phone, you have some sort of internet available to you. You're paying for all of these things, Rob, you know. Surely you ate this morning in order to have the energy to send this little letter that you've sent to us.
He may not have, Edith, it does say skipping meals.
So. Yeah, well, not all of them, obviously, you're still alive. There are clearly some
not
things
enough.
That you can be tightening your belt, so to speak. In fact, if you skip enough meals, you'll be tightening your belt quite a bit. I think, Rob, take some responsibility for yourself. You know, you're writing in asking us to solve your problems for you. It's not my responsibility. Stop wasting your money, Rob, and buy a house.
I think that's pretty sound advice. This expropriation's stuck with me, I think, the most. Rather than expropriating a house, maybe Rob should start expropriating food from the supermarket.
That's also good, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that we're agreeing.
That's something I do agree with because I don't like the scanning. I won't scan things
it's
myself.
It's tough.
It's, you know.
Quite tough.
I'm not paying for the privilege of doing your
no
job.
No way, no. I was at the supermarket the other day and the bird argued with me for 30 minutes easily. 30 minutes. She just kept
what's
rolling
on.
Oh, I said, mate, I said, I just want to get my groceries and leave. She said, foreign item in bugging area. Said it over and over. I said, mate.
You really don't like
change the record.
Foreign people in places.
Oh, I didn't actually see her. She sits inside a little box with a screen in front of her.
Oh, right.
They're in there. I mean, what are you doing? I have to scan my own things. Edith got into a fist fight with one.
Yes, I did. Do you know, though, one of the wonderful things about becoming old, besides all of the investment properties and the portfolios and the tax exemptions and controlling the world and that sort of thing, Mr. Pingers, is you can steal whatever you like and no one will stop you. Mm. No one will stop you. You just keep
believe
walking,
that.
You know, oh, I don't know where I am. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yep, I expropriated my cousin's car once after we'd had a barbecue. I was a bit pissed, I'll be honest, and jumped in the car and off I went.
What car?
She had a Tirana. So it would have been 19...
Beautiful.
When was it, 1957?
Well, you know, I think that it's almost time that we go and expropriate some lunch, Maureen. So sadly, that brings us to the end of another episode of Another Cuppa with Granny Bingo. Purple Pingers thinks, oh, I must apologise. I was going to get you another cup of tea. I'm so sorry. Though I had a cup of tea. So in a way, in your socialist utopia, my tea is your tea, and we all have tea, and everyone owns tea. So gosh, we've learnt a lot today, haven't we? Thank you so much for coming into the show and teaching us what it would be like to live in Russia.
And to all of our viewers at home, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to recommend Another Cuppa to all of your comrades.
And until next time,
hooroo! Hooroo!
Another cuppa, love?
I'd love one,
right.
Thank you.
You pour and I'll get the whiskers.
One too, I imagine.
No, but he won't eat tonight, I can tell you.
You're right.